Haven slumped. It simply wasn't right. How could Jacob Levin be gone now when Haven needed him? When Mom Millie needed him most of all? Where could he be, anyway? It was night, when everyone was supposed to be at home, tucked in and safe from all troublesome things. The moon at last peered out from shifting clouds, as if to see what Haven would do next. Haven turned away from Jacob Levin's cabin, her thoughts running in circles. Maybe she just needed to look harder. Maybe Jacob Levin and his truck were hidden somewhere else on his property. A sharp odor led her back to the fenced-in pasture. The cows! Haven's thoughts brightened. Maybe Jacob Levin was with the cows. If not, maybe the cows knew where he'd gone and when he'd be back. Haven spotted a cluster of dark shapes at the far end of the pasture and moved toward it. Ma Millie had once kept one of these cows, back before Haven had first come to her. Ma Millie had gotten, in her own words, too old and lazy to keep a cow. So Jacob Levin had come one day and taken it to his property. Haven hoped that the cow would remember Ma Millie and help her. Cold mud squelched under Haven's paws as she made her way across the pasture. The cows seemed to get bigger and smellier the closer she got. There were three of them, all dark red. Haven found them in the middle of a conversation. You're frightened, but that doesn't mean the rest of us need to be, the largest cow was saying. We're all frightened, shrilled the smallest cow. He should be back by now. Haven cleared her throat. Hello? Three huge heads lowered. Three pairs of big, glossy eyes, bright in the dark, turned toward her. And who is this? Mooed the largest cow. A cat? Whispered the middle-sized cow, sounding uncertain. No, a kitten! Shrieked the smallest cow. See how tiny it is! A kitten? Haven puffed out her chest and sat up on her hind legs to show just how grown she was. The largest cow laughed. It's adorable, trilled the smallest cow. It's a cat, whispered the middle-sized cow, sounding more certain this time. I'm looking for Jacob Levin, Haven said as confidently as she could. She needed to get to the point. Otherwise, she might be here all night, given the way these three like to talk. We don't, began the small cow. He's in town, said the large cow. He'll be back soon. He should have been back by now, said the middle-sized cow. He should have been back yesterday, said the small cow. I'm worried. It's like I've been telling you, the large cow scolded, looking away from Haven. It was probably the windstorm. It probably just held him up a little bit. Or maybe he had trouble with his truck. The voice of the frightened small cow was still echoing in Haven's ears. I'm worried. That was how she felt about Ma Millie. Haven tried to think what to do. She needed Jacob Levin. He was her only hope for help. No other human would understand that she was Ma Millie's cat. But Ma Millie is sick, Haven said, her panic rising. She needs his help. Ah, Ma Millie, said the largest cow. She used to be my human. Now she's yours? Yes, Haven said. And she's sick. What will we do if he doesn't come back? Squealed the smallest cow, still focused on Jacob Levin. How will we survive? Maybe you could find him for us, the middle-sized cow said to Haven, sounding suddenly hopeful. I'm sorry to hear Ma Millie is ill, the largest cow said, ignoring the others. She's a good one. I think you'd best wait here with us for Jacob. Haven considered this idea. These cows were trapped inside a fence. They were also slow and lumbering. They didn't seem capable of helping her find Jacob Levin. She didn't think she could just sit and wait. If Jacob Levin was stuck in the town, he could be gone for days, weeks even.